Next, we're going to hear from Chad Russell. Chad is based in Mexico City. He is our regional director for Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic. Chad?
Good morning, and thank you for allowing us to join you this morning. I'll just briefly overview the market in Mexico, talk about beef first. We've had the past couple years have been pretty good on beef. Our exports are up about 12%. So far through March of this year, we're kind of flat, maybe down 1% in terms of volume. So we're working our way back from of the peak export year of 2008 with the financial crises that took place at the end of 2008 and the devaluation of the peso at that time. We dipped quite a bit, but we're clawing our way back, and Mexico, in terms of volume, is still the largest beef market for the U.S. beef industry globally. It's I think, third in value. Mexico has export. They had a drought, very serious drought, just like Texas did a couple years ago, and as a result, they did not have grasslands. Most of their cattle are grass-fed, so there was a high level of slaughter, some significant liquidation, and also they exported a lot of more feeder cattle to the United States. For example, in 2011, they exported almost 1.9 million head, primarily due to the drought. So the long and short of this is there's not as much domestic beef in Mexico. So if our prices were to get back to historical norms and we have more product available, as U.S. herd hopefully becomes larger, and we're in that rebuilding process now, there's a lot of opportunities, I think, in the coming years in Mexico to export more product there, simply because there won't be as much of the domestic product in the marketplace due to Mexico's own liquidation process, as I said earlier, and they're trying to rebuild their herd as well. They're also exporting more beef. So on the market access side for beef, it's very good market access. All the BSE restrictions in the past have been removed. So our industry has a very open market in which to export into. There's not a lot of political pressures with respect to beef. The balance of trade in the beef complex between the two countries is actually right now a bit in favor of Mexico because of the value of the feeder cattle they're exporting and increasing quantities of Mexican beef coming into the United States market. So that kind of frames the beef complex. Turning to pork briefly, we're looking to have probably the fourth record export levels of pork to Mexico. Mexico by far is the largest foreign market for U.S. pork. We'll probably tap out over 700,000 metric tons of pork perhaps this year if the pace continues that we've had thus far through March. We're up 7% through March. So this would be could be the fourth record level, consecutive level exports to that market. Markets, the consumers in Mexico, because of the recession, of course, that occurred after the financial crisis, and the economy is slowly growing out of that, there have been shifting to relatively less expensive proteins. So there's a big surge of poultry imports going into that market, which provides stiff competition, particularly for our beef. And they're consuming and more pork and importing more pork as well, as I said a minute ago. So there's importing a lot of meat still from the United States. Just the composition of those imports have changed largely in favor of poultry. Pork has held its own, and beef, unfortunately, has taken a hit in terms of affordability and people's ability to buy that product. Everybody you talk to in the business always talks about the high beef prices, et cetera. So anyway, turning to market access for pork, again, we pretty much have perfect market access. There's no duties, there's no sanitary restrictions, no other types of barriers of trade. So in that sense, Mexico is a very good trading partner. And in terms of pork, I think there's a really a bright future. Mexico increases production of pork pretty much on an annual basis, but they really can't compete with the United States in terms of costs. I mean, grain costs are always going to be higher in Mexico. There's shortages of water. And just the demand consistently outstrips Mexico's ability to produce more pork. So I think long term, given our access, geographic proximity, the quality of our product, and our cost advantage, I think Mexico will continue to be a very strong, promising market for the U.S. pork industry. turning to probably an issue that might be on some of your minds, in terms of market access, one of the biggest threats right now is the mandatory cool labeling law of the United States. Recently, earlier this week, for the fourth time, the WTO has determined that that law is not consistent with U.S. obligations under the WTO. I've met with officials in Mexico. Mexico is following the procedures very closely. They're very rules-based oriented. But I have no doubt that they will take retaliatory actions once they're given that by the WTO. The next step in this process is the calculation of damages. I know the Mexicans have been working on this. There was some information last week actually, that there were going to be like juice products, fruits, meat was mentioned, but they didn't specifically say whether it was beef, pork, or both. Electronics products, other types of products, a wide array of products. They'll be very calculating in their approach to this. They will look at congressional districts. They will look for those representatives or senators who voted in favor of COOL, and will try to target those products that are sensitive to the constituents of those congressional districts. In terms of the monetary damages that might be determined, Mexico continues to say it's like $95 a head of damages. The two governments, Canada and Mexico, are working closely together in close consultations. I've been told that Mexico on May 29th will formally submit their calculation of damages to the WTO, and they're hopeful that by the middle of June that they would have some idea what that final number might be. Just doing some math earlier this morning, taking that $95 a head and multiplying it by the number of head exported since 2009, you come up with about $750 million of damages. So again, I don't know if that's going to be the number. I've obviously not have no role in determining that, but that's just a rough back of an envelope calculation. So the Mexicans, if you look back at the NAFTA dumping case, which the U.S. lost and Mexico retaliated, it took a fairly pragmatic approach. At that time, they put pork on the list, and they only put 5% duty on the hams and shoulder cuts, and put a much higher duty on many of the other products, because they really do depend a lot on imported pork products, particularly those products from the United States. So they wanted to send a message, but they didn't want to shoot themselves in the foot. Mexico is very concerned about price inflation, food inflation. Some things that they've done there. They had anti-dumping case determined about poultry a couple of years ago. They had damages calculated, but they had an outbreak of avian influenza and prices spiked up. So they actually never implemented those retaliatory duties because they were concerned about price hikes for a staple commodity for the bulk of their population. Pork is kind of in that same category. So pork is on the list. They would probably put a somewhat smaller duty like they did before in the NAFTA trucking. Case of beef is a little different. Beef is not perceived as a commodity product, not as important for the general population. So if beef cuts were to be put on the list, it's possible there could be maybe perhaps a higher duty on those beef cuts versus what they did a couple years ago in pork with the NAFTA trucking issue. So a lot of this is speculation, but I think that's kind of framing the issue, maybe from the Mexican side, how they might approach this. So I think I'll stop there and allow my colleague John to talk about his markets, and we can try to answer any questions you might have.